Chapter 7. The Jewish People and Their Light Unto the World.
Revelation 16:17 through 21. The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and out of the temple came a loud voice from the throne, saying, "It is done." Then there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, and a severe earthquake. No earthquake like it has ever occurred since man has been on earth, so tremendous was the quake. The great city split into three parts, and the cities of the nations collapsed. Every island fled away, and the mountains could not be found. From the sky huge hailstones of about 100 pounds each fell upon men. And they cursed God on account of the plague of hail, because the plague was so terrible.
Now for those of you who aren't familiar with that passage, it's speaking of the seven-year tribulation. And as you can see, it's a totally fearful and scary time that you don't want to be a part of, and it's no joke. The Bible says it is an outpouring of God's wrath on this wicked and rebellious planet. Jesus said in Matthew 24 that it would be a time of greater horror than anything the world has ever seen or will ever see again. And that unless God shortened that time frame, the entire human race would be destroyed. But praise God, God's not only a God of wrath, He's a God of love as well. And because He loves you and me, He's given us many warning signs to wake us up, so we'd know when the seven-year tribulation is near, and the return of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. Just as the prophet Isaiah foresaw more than 2,800 years ago, Israel, the once barren desert wasteland filled with mosquitoes and malaria, where pilgrims went and died, is now the breadbasket of the Middle East. In our lifetime, they have gone from being a desert wasteland to the world's leader in agriculture, from having no trees to 1.2 billion trees, even becoming a major world exporter of flowers from the desert, just like the prophet said. They have truly become the land flowing with milk and honey, again, just like God said would happen when you were living in the last days. Now, as we have seen before, the odds of this are absolutely insane.
Peter Stoner was chairman of the mathematics and astronomy departments at Pasadena City College and professor emeritus of science at Westmont College in Santa Barbara, California. He wrote a book called Science Speaks to show how Bible prophecy proves that Jesus was truly God in the flesh. In it, Stoner calculated the probability of just eight messianic prophecies being fulfilled in the life of Jesus, such as the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem, Micah 5:2, the Messiah will enter Jerusalem as king riding on a donkey, Zechariah 9:9, the Messiah will be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver, Zechariah 11:12, etc., etc. He actually calculated that the probability of just eight prophecies being fulfilled in the life of one person was 1 in 10 to the 17th power or 1 in 100 quadrillion. That's 1 in 100 quadrillion. Stoner then illustrated the meaning of this number. He asked the reader to imagine filling the state of Texas knee-deep in silver dollars. Include in this huge number one silver dollar with a black check mark on it. Then, turn a blindfolded person loose in this sea of silver dollars. The odds that the first coin he would pick up would be the one with the black check mark are the same as eight prophecies being fulfilled in the life of Jesus. The point, of course, is that when people say that the fulfillment of prophecy in the life of Jesus was accidental, they do not know what they are talking about. Keep in mind that Jesus did not just fulfill eight prophecies, he fulfilled over 300. The chances of fulfilling 16 prophecies is 1 in 10 to the 45th power. When you get to a total of 48, the odds increase to 1 in 10 to the 157th power. Accidental fulfillment of these prophecies is simply beyond the realm of possibility. The conclusion is obvious. The incredible detail of these prophecies marks the Bible as the inspired Word of God. Only God could foreknow and accomplish all that was written about Jesus being the Messiah. This historical accuracy and reliability set the Bible apart from any other book or record.
And that would include the prophecies about the Jewish people. So far, just like Jesus, we've seen how they have also fulfilled eight prophecies right down to the T. So that means mathematically, the same analogy of Texas being covered in silver dollars is applicable to them as well. Just like Jesus, we're not done with the Jewish people. There's way more than eight. There's no way this is happening by chance in our lifetime. It's almost like God's trying to get our attention or something and drive home the point that there's something special going on here and He's not done with the Jewish people. Anybody else getting that impression? The ninth end time prophecy concerning the Jewish people, letting us know we're living in the last days, is that Israel would become a light unto the nations. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
Isaiah 42:5-6. This is what God the Lord says, He who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives breath to its people, and life to those who walk on it, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness, I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles.
Literally there in the Hebrew, goi, goi or goyim means nations. And that's why some translations say just that, nations. That Israel will not only be a light unto the Gentiles, but literally a light unto the nations. So here we see God clearly saying in the last days that little bitty tiny Israel, a speck in the world scene, will one day, in the last days, become a light, a blessing, a luminary source to the whole planet. In fact, that's not the only time that Isaiah talks about this amazing light that Israel will be to the whole world.
Isaiah 49:6. He says, It is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also make you a light of the nations, so that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Isaiah 60 verses 2 and 3. But the Lord will rise upon you and his glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising.
So, it's repeated more than once. In fact, this prophecy about Israel becoming a light to the world is something that even the Jewish people are very familiar with and that they themselves do all the time. Chris Mitchell, Jerusalem Dateline, in just a few weeks Israel will celebrate its 70th anniversary. Here's a look back at where the infant state of Israel was in 1948 and where it is today and how it is fulfilling ancient prophecy. On May 14, 1948, Israel took its place among the nations when David Ben-Gurion announced the establishment of the Jewish state. Ambrose Michael Oren, Deputy Min. Of Public Diplomacy, what was the situation in May of 1948? When we were 600,000 people. About half the size of a mid-sized American city with basically handguns fighting armies that have come within 26 miles of Tel Aviv. It's hard to imagine when they were surrounding Jerusalem, not far from where we are sitting. No economy, no allies, a population that was still languishing in displaced person camps after the Holocaust. Just think about that. Chris Mitchell, 70 years later Israel not only survived, but thrived. Michael Oren, our economy has one of the highest growth rates in the world. We have one of the most powerful armies in the world. We are a world leader in technology. Israel is regularly listed as one of the 7th most powerful countries in the world. In a historical perspective, I think that Israel's situation is nothing short of miraculous. Chris Mitchell, Israel's continuing miracle is not only that it has thrived but now helps nations in need. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israeli Prime Minister, because we are a light unto the nations, this is a fulfillment of that great prophecy and in fact that is what Israel is doing. Doing it in places like Haiti, or the Philippines, or Mexico. Chris Mitchell, when Israel sent aid to Mexico after their recent devastating earthquake, Mexicans applauded them on the streets. Benjamin Netanyahu, they just love Israel and you see that elsewhere? Many people around the world say why do you do it, what do you get out of it? And the answer is, we aren't getting anything out of it, we are fulfilling our deepest values. Israel is a light unto the nations. Chris Mitchell, whether helping the world through humanitarian outreach, bringing innovation to global investors, or being the responsible stewards of history, these are simply a fulfillment of Israel's mission to the world. The Jewish principle of repairing the world, and as the Hebrew prophet Isaiah wrote nearly 2,700 years ago, to be a light to the nations. Sounds to me like somebody knows what their destiny is. Not only to be a chosen people by God, but a people God will use in the last days to be a light to the world, to benefit mankind. Even their secular leaders admit it. And for those of you who think this isn't even possible, let alone happening, let me share with you just a smidgen of the proof that Israel, little bitty teensy weensy seemingly insignificant Israel, is indeed brightening our world.
There are over 6,000 startups currently in Israel and in the areas of mathematics, science, robotics, chemistry, physics, optics, medicine, economics, biotechnology, computer science, computer hardware and software, and even mobile software, defense, agriculture, breeding, energy, consumer goods and appliances, games, food and drink, entertainment, physical exercise, you name it. In fact, many of the things we use today came from Israeli innovations. Science. Prediction of quakes. Formulation of black holes. Nanowire, a conductive wire made of a string of tiny particles of silver 1,000 times thinner than a human hair. World's smallest DNA computing machine system, which is the smallest biological computing device ever constructed. Medical. ReWalk, a bionic walking assistance system that enables paraplegics to stand upright, walk and climb stairs. Do you walk in your dreams? Remember when you saw the world eye to eye? Imagine seeing a person walking through a field of flowers. Then switch to a woman in a wheelchair rolling down a sidewalk. What if your shoes were no longer wheels? What if you could stand up to disability? She wheels her chair to a park bench where there are artificial legs waiting for her. What if there was a technology that liberated you? You see her strapping on the artificial legs. What if you could walk again? You see her standing in with the help of a couple of canes she is walking. She proceeds to walk away from the park bench. She is walking with the help of ReWalk.com. Development of robotic guidance system for spine surgery. Discovery of quasicrystals. Discovery of the role of protein ubiquitin. World's smallest video camera, which led to the development of the PillCam, the first endoscopy solution to record images of the digestive tract. After 9 years, the FDA has approved PillCam, a digestible pill that will help doctors to detect colon cancer or polyps in patients who struggle with the traditional colonoscopy. PillCam is a pill equipped with two miniature color video cameras that the patient swallows while wearing a recording device around the waist for 10 to 12 hours. During an 8-hour trip through the intestine and colon, PillCam captures images while transmitting them to a recording device. Images are then sent to a computer screen, enabling a doctor to detect polyps and cancer. A notation system for recording early diagnosis of autism. Development of Azelect, a drug for Parkinson's disease. Development of the Copaxone drug for treating multiple sclerosis. BabySense, a non-touch, no radiation device designed to prevent crib death. Agriculture. Drip irrigation system. Golden hamster, first domesticated for pet use by a Hebrew University of Jerusalem zoologist in 1930. Hybrid cucumber seeds. Grain cocoons to help farmers keep their grain market fresh. Biological pest control, breeding beneficial insects and mites for biological pest control. Akel, a kibbutz-based company which gives low-income farmers the ability to get top-level information from professional sources. Reusable plastic trays to collect dew from the air, reducing the need to water crops by up to 50%. Zero discharge system, an invention that allows fish to be raised virtually anywhere by eliminating the environmental problems in conventional fish farming. Judean date palm, oldest seed ever to be revived, restoring an extinct plant. The Tomaxio cherry tomato was developed by several Israeli laboratories. Energy. Rooftop solar hot water system. Super iron battery, a new class of a rechargeable electric battery more environmentally friendly. The electric car grid. Ormat Technologies designs, develops, builds, owns, manufactures, and operates geothermal power plants worldwide, supplying clean geothermal power in more than 20 countries. Pythagoras Solar makes the world's first solar window, which combines energy efficiency, power generation, and transparency. 3G Solar pioneered a low-cost alternative to silicon that generates significantly more electricity than leading silicon-based solar modules at a lower cost per kilowatt hour. Leviathan Energy innovated the Wind Tulip, a cost-effective, silent, vibration-free wind turbine designed as an aesthetic environmental sculpture, producing clean energy at high efficiency from any direction. Consumer goods. Epilator, originally Epilady, dash an electrical device used to remove hair by mechanically grasping multiple hairs simultaneously and pulling them out. It was developed and originally manufactured at Kibbutz HaGashrim. Wonder Pot, a pot developed for baking on the stovetop rather than in an oven. Micronized coating instant hot water pipes. Like a fish, a unique air supply system that extracts air from water, freeing leisure and professional scuba divers, as well as submarines and underwater habitats, from air tanks. The PowerBrother is an innovative sports tool for swimming, triathlon, and diving for those who like to sink deep while swimming. Suitable for everything from swimming pools, to heavy flip turns, to smooth or choppy open water. The PowerBrother has two tubes that wrap around your head and has a membrane in the mouthpiece. The two tubes provide fresh air as you breathe in, and the membrane allows you to exhale out through your mouth. This innovative snorkel enables a swimmer to breathe freely underwater. Turbulence, the world's first hyper-narrative interactive movie that allows the viewer to choose the direction of the film's plot by pressing buttons on the PC, Mac, or iPad at various moments in the action. Games: Rummy Cube, a tile-based game; Hidato, a logic puzzle; Taki, an Israeli card game; Mastermind, a board game; Guess Who? Dash, a two-player guessing game. Computer: the Intel 8088, the first PC CPU from IBM that was designed in Israel at Intel's Haifa laboratory. ICQ Dash, an instant messaging software developed initially in 1996 by the Israeli company Mirabilis and later procured by AOL. The first voice over internet protocol, VoIP, based PC-to-phone software solution. Quictionary, electronic dictionary, a pen-sized scanner able to scan words or phrases and immediately translate them into other languages or keep them in memory in order to transfer them to the PC. Laser keyboard, a virtual keyboard projected onto a wall or tabletop for typing on computers and cell phones. USB flash drive, originally marketed as the disk on key. Israel invented the USB flash drive. You know that little stick of joy that can store all your documents, files, and movies, probably used by everyone on the planet. It is surely one of the most useful inventions out there. In the year 2000, the first flash drive was sold. At that time, it only had 8 MB capacity and went on to replacing CDs. Amove, a high-tech startup company that invented a software-only solution for face and eye tracking. We See You Dash, pronounced We See You, Technologies, is a technology able to pick up, analyze, and identify terrorists in real time and being implemented in airports around the world. Get Taxi, an app that connects between customers and taxi drivers, enabling users to order a cab either with their smartphone or through the company's website. Mobileye, a vision-based advanced driver assistance system, ADAS, providing warnings for collision prevention and mitigation. Rear-end collisions are one of the most common accidents caused by driver inattention. The Mobileye system continuously scans the area in front of your vehicle, detecting all types of vehicles in your path, including motorcycles. The system calculates the relative speed in critical situations, and it issues both a visual and auditory warning of an impending collision with the vehicle ahead. This system can provide a warning up to 2.7 seconds before impact, both during city and highway driving. Or CamEye, portable, artificial vision device that allows a visually impaired to understand text and identify objects through audio feedback describing what such people are unable to see. Waze, a GPS-based app for smartphones with support and display screens, which provides turn-by-turn information and user-submitted travel times and route details. It's now available in over 100 countries, was acquired by Google for a reported $1.1 billion. With Waze, you always get the fastest route based on real-time traffic shared by millions of fellow Wazers. Navigating is super easy. All your destinations are just one tap away. Once on the road, you'll be alerted before you approach incidents. You can help others too by simply driving with Waze. You share the real-time traffic information, or you can actively report. When you are meeting others, simply send your ETA to inform them of your arrival. Which is why one person said, despite its short history, tiny size, and turbulent political situation, Israel has produced a staggering number of remarkable inventions and innovations. From technology to agriculture, to defense and TV shows, Israel is home to some of the world's most brilliant minds and by now is well known as the startup nation.
Or as God calls it, a light unto the nations in the last days. In fact, all this amazing innovation Israel is putting out brings another prophecy into view.
Zechariah 8:23. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days 10 men from all the nations will grasp the garment of a Jew, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you.
In other words, stick with the Jewish people. They always have great stuff and make great things for the world, and God's blessing is all over them. All this information is not merely to pique your interest or provide that wow factor just in case you ever get on Jeopardy and get asked, who invented the cherry tomato? Rather, it's God's way of saying, it's a major mega sign that you're living in the last days and you better get motivated.
Israel defying the odds. Israel is the 100th smallest country on the globe and has about 1/1000th of the world's population. It's only 70 years old, smaller than New Jersey, surrounded by enemies, under constant threat of survival and possesses few natural resources. And yet Israel is the only country in history that has revived an unspoken language since its founding. Israel has won the second most Nobel Prizes per capita. Although Israel holds only 0.2% of the world's population, Jews have received 22% of the Nobel Prizes, constituting an inexplicable 11,250% above statistical probability. Israel is the only country that entered the 21st century with a net gain of its number of trees. Even more remarkable in an area that's mainly desert. Over 90% of Israeli homes use solar energy for hot water.
The highest percentage of any country.
Israeli companies are building the largest solar production facility in the world. Israel operates the world's largest desalination plant and is the number one country providing usable water from seawater.
Israel's scientific research institutions rank third in the world and rank second in space sciences.
Israel leads the world in medical patents and has revolutionized modern medicine. Orend is changing the diabetes therapeutic paradigm by putting insulin in a pill. ReWalk exoskeleton allows paraplegics to walk.
Orocam allows blind people to virtually see.
Israel has more patents registered than the US, China, India, and Russia combined, who have 300 times Israel's population. Israel's innovations have improved the way we work, print, drive, read, eat, drink, talk, exercise, and even play. Israel is the only liberal democracy in the Middle East, and its third largest party is the Arab Party. Israel has provided humanitarian aid and rescue services to over 140 countries, even to some that refuse to recognize it, like Syria and Lebanon. Israel is the third most educated country in the world according to the OECD.
Israel has the second highest number of books per capita.
Israel has the third highest rate of entrepreneurship among women in the world, and in 1969 Israel elected Golda Meir the second female head of state in modern history.
In proportion to its population, Israel has the largest number of startup companies in the world.
Israel has more startup than any other country except the US and China. Israel is the only country whose indigenous population returned to its native land after 2,000 years of forced exile. There are 26 Muslim states in the world and 18 Christian states, but there is only one Jewish state. Israel, a small place making a big difference.
How can they be defying the odds like that? Because God said in the last days that Israel will not only return to the land, but they will become a light unto the nations. That too is happening before our very eyes. It's time to get motivated. This is why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the Jewish people and the Antichrist, to show us that the 7-year tribulation is near, and the return of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
Like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising all around us. It's time to wake up. If you're reading this today and you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. You don't want to be here when God pours out his judgment upon the nations. It's the worst time in the history of mankind, so horrible that unless God shortened the time frame, the entire human race would be destroyed. The only way to escape is through Jesus. Take the way out now before it's too late. Get saved today. But if you're reading this today and you're a Christian, then it's high time we stop goofing off and getting distracted with this world. Let's get busy working together, sharing the gospel with as many as we can. Let's leave here living for Jesus and longing for his soon return. Amen.